I think that this whole business of homosexualism is just one of the things that exists in nature. It always has been with us, as far as we know, and it always will be, as far as we expect. It seems that no laws or no attitudes of any culture that we've looked into in the past have ever been able to stamp it out or even essentially curb it. The laws and the enforcement of laws against homosexuality merely chases it out of sight. Of course, we do also believe right along here that the sexuality of all people is something that should be a private matter and not, of course, a public thing.
Yes, I appreciate that as a viewpoint, but I don't think that the fact that a thing has always existed obviates the fact that in this particular instance it does create vital problems for the individuals involved, and also because of centuries of discussion and hostilities and so on, it also creates a problem for the society.
When we're dealing with a problem like homosexuality, we're dealing with something that is a personal matter. And yet society as a whole is still operating on a business of running other people's business all too much. Now, we happen to be living in a wonderful democracy, and that is just the antithesis of the dictatorship, which minds your business for you and tells you what to do. And yet, unfortunately, that being a sort of an old heritage from the past is still pretty much a habit with us, even though we pride ourselves on a democracy which is based on the idea that we should develop ourselves and our talents and learn to get along with one another. So this problem of homosexuality is a deep problem of, shall we accept our neighbors and their reactions, or shall we try to tell them what to do with their lives? Now, I
yes,
think
but
that
Dr.
is
Baker, surely from the standpoint of society, and far be it from me to be that delegate particularly, society has always assumed the right to have something to do with heterosexual relationships in terms of marriage and divorce and property rights and all those things. You're not suggesting that the homosexual has automatically stepped out of the context where society has any... call upon him in any way?
Not at all, but
it's a perfectly possible position. Some people do resent the supervision of society in their personal lives, even if their habits are heterosexual. It's a basic thing. Society does play a role in this. The extent to which society should play the role surely is open to a lot of controversy, I would think.
But we're coming into a period where there seems to be more enlightenment, more awareness of the individual's needs to express himself, as long as he doesn't bring sorrow or harm to other people. And I wonder, Hal, if you could give anything about the Wolfenden Report and the signs of the times of more enlightenment coming in, more appreciation of individuals' rights, as long as they can fit into our society patterns without harm.
Well, in England, last September, a committee headed by Sir John Wolfenden submitted a report which recommended that consenting homosexual acts between males, because incidentally in England there is no law against such acts between females.
Was that because when the laws were passed, no one suspected that such a thing could exist?
I think the legislature
was that just based on sheer ignorance or deliberate ignorance?
I believe it possibly was. Nevertheless, it's been recommended in England that consenting acts between adults over 21 no longer be a matter or a concern of the law, or that is, no longer be considered a crime, providing the acts are take place in private and do not involve minors and do not involve any kind of force or violence or fraud. Now, that also is essentially the program of our own Mattachine organization. Incidentally, we're not the first, or we're not the only organization in the country, in this country, doing that work. In April 1955, the American Law Institute, in its tentative draft number 4, which covers sexual offenses, recommended essentially the same things. The Wolfenden Committee or in its report at least, in England, is not yet law. It is only a recommendation. In some countries, however, in Europe, the laws have been changed. In Denmark, I believe the change was made in 1933, so that homosexual acts are not illegal. Now, the stigma against homosexuality as imposed by the entire culture still remains. There are other countries in Europe where laws may be found on the books to make such acts illegal, but there is not an inclination in those countries to enforce them.
I see. Which countries are those?
Well, Switzerland is one, I would say, probably in the three Benelux countries. In Norway and Sweden, that attitude is pretty general. That attitude is generally prevalent in France and, well, in most of the Latin countries.
Yes.
However, in some countries, like in Germany today, and in Austria particularly, the persecution of the homosexual is particularly severe. It's also very severe in...
Does this apply in Western Germany as well as Eastern Germany?
Well, our knowledge is of Western Germany, and frankly, Germany had gone a long way to change the attitude, but it's been reported to us that part of this drifting back into the more medieval era is the result of our own American occupation.
And in this country, you say there are some recommendations which are going forward. Are they being handled by state or...
The sex crimes are a matter of state jurisdictions. We have 48 different sets of laws involving sex acts in this country. In one state, a certain homosexual act might be considered a misdemeanor, and the maximum penalty might be a $50 fine or 30 days in jail or some such thing as that, while in the same offense in another state may draw even up to life imprisonment.
Really? I didn't know that the law was ever as severe as that. Has that ever been enforced, or is that just a law in the statute books? Do you happen to know?
I dare say there are rare cases where many of these laws have been enforced clear up to the maximum penalty. Very often, and this is a very good thing, I think, the maximum penalties are not being invoked in as often as they were, say, 20 years ago. We're coming forward that much.